In the center of the United States, we find hundreds and hundreds of dinosaur graveyards. Each one of these dots that you see represents a graveyard that contains sometimes hundreds of thousands of fossils. Many of these dinosaurs are found fully intact, and we've discovered that they died from choking on mud. And so you have to ask the question, what could cause a tsunami so big that it would encompass the entire United States, or at least half of the United States, and bury hundreds of thousands of creatures and sea life together all in one large event? There is no other option other than a global flood. And in order to get a fossil, you have to have rapid burial. And so that's the only explanation why we would find these dinosaurs buried and preserved in the positions that we find them. And within some of these dinosaurs, we find preserved blood cells. Now, the blood cells were analyzed by different scientists, and we found that they actually died from drowning. And so, once again, you have to ask the question, what could cause waves so huge that they would hit in the center of the United States, all the way from the oceanic coast? Noah's flood is the explanation for these things. In fact, it is the only explanation. And this is why we find whales perfectly preserved on top of mountains. Now, how could whales have possibly gotten to the top of certain mountains? This is also why we find whales in the desert. This is why we find clams that are in the closed position that were catastrophically buried on top of Mount Everest, 29,000 feet above sea level. We also find trees going through all of the different layers of supposed geologic time. People think that these layers are millions of years of different time zones. If you have a tree that was placed there at the time of the formation of the layers around it, that means that the layers are not millions of years of different ages. We also find coal deposits that are over 100 feet thick. Now, coal comes from vegetation and different organisms that have been smashed together between sediments. How in the world are you going to get a coal deposit that's over 100 feet thick? This shows us that the pre-flood world was extremely lush. There was a lot of vegetation. There was large animals, dinosaurs, that were all buried together with trees and with different organic materials and creating massive, massive amounts of coal. Now, mountains themselves are great proof of Noah's flood. If you look at the layers of some of these mountains, you'll notice that all of the layers are bent. You cannot bend hard rock. That means that all of these layers were moist when they were laid down, and then when the plates were moving, they were bent upwards as all of them were pliable and all of them solidified together in one event. According to humanists, the plates on the Earth have only been moving about 1 to 2 inches per year. And these plates slowly create the mountains as one slides under the other plate. But this could not have happened. These mountain ranges that we see would have shattered and broken. They would have eroded flat. You cannot bend hard rock. All of these rocks that we see on these mountains were all soft and moist at the time of their formation. And that's why they're all perfectly bent many times. And you can see these beautiful photos of mountain ranges that show that they were created by a catastrophic flood and not millions of years of geological time. And that's why you find polystrata fossils connecting all the layers. That's why you find whales on mountains, clams on mountains, sea life on every single mountain on Earth. Why? Because the Earth was flooded. Because by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the Earth standing out of the water and in the water. Because the world that then was, that was overflowed with water, perished. And I think that the most powerful argument of all is the fact that we find 10-mile-thick pieces of rock from the Earth's crust that have been subducted rapidly 500 miles down into Earth's hot molten mantle. This rock that we've found that's 10 miles thick, it's still cold even though it's surrounded by 5,000-degree molten rock. Now, could cold rock be sitting down in 5,000-degree temperatures for millions of years? There's no way. That's not physically possible. The only way you get cold rock that's 10 miles thick from the crust into the mantle of the Earth is from catastrophic breaking up of the plates and plates going under one another and literally getting subducted down. And if they're still cold, then it means that they have not been there that long. This catastrophic event of the plates moving extremely fast, continental sprint, did in fact happen, and they were rapidly subducted, these 10-mile-thick pieces of rock. And if that happened today, that would cause a global flood. Imagine, just for a minute, if you had a 10-mile-thick piece of rock that was broken up from the crust, that subducted. That's how we even get earthquakes, is by rocks and stuff sliding around and the crust of the earth sliding into different positions. That would have created another global flood if something like that happened today. These discoveries falsify Darwinian evolution, and it shows that Darwin's book, their holy Bible, the holy grail of Darwinian evolution, was a lie. The origin of species by means of natural selection was a lie. And in this video, we've had the chance, a wonderful opportunity to see that God's word is the truth, and that God's word has trumped the origin of species and any other old earth perspective that's out there.